You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat base and average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Your small business makes big demands on your time. Payroll and taxes alone can take hours out of your day. And missing details can mean tax penalties that can really cost you. With Sure Payroll, free up your time and get peace of mind that payroll is handled. It's payroll so easy you can set it up and do it yourself in minutes. On your PC or smartphone, anytime. It's perfect for small business owners. And whatever your business is, Sure Payroll has you covered. Enjoy U.S.-based support when you need it, even evenings and weekends. And if you need a 401k plan, workers' comp, or HR help, Sure Payroll has that too. It's no wonder they get so many 5-star reviews on Google. For a limited time, try Sure Payroll free for a month. Sure Payroll. More time for you, less time on payroll and taxes. Visit surepayroll.com/podcasts or call 844-SURE-PAYROLL. 844-SURE-PAYROLL. That's 844-787-3729. Visit surepayroll.com/podcasts.
CVS is helping you stay prepared this cold and flu season. This week, select Zarbee's products are buy one, get one 50% off. Visit CVS or CVS.com today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Kingdom became the first Western country on Wednesday to approve Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use, with approval in the United States expected within the next 2 weeks. A supply of the vaccine is already reportedly set to be shipped to health departments around the country to be given to healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities. But when will everyone else be able to get immunized at their doctor's office or corner pharmacy? The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed says it may be just a matter of months. Dr. Monsef Slaoui tells Fox News there should be enough vaccine produced to immunize everyone in the United States by June.
We will have vaccine doses in CVS and in Walmart or Walgreens. And up to the month of June, that's the period of time we need to manufacture about 600 million doses of vaccines overall. enough to immunize the total population of the United States.
This is USA Radio News. The mayor of Austin, Texas, is apologizing after it was discovered that he urged the citizens of his city to stay home to reduce the spread of coronavirus while he was on vacation in Mexico.
The thrust of the most important messages trying to get out to the community right now is that our numbers are increasing, and everybody has to be aware of that, and we need to, you know, stay home if you can. Do everything you can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax.
That's Mayor Steven Adler in a Facebook video posted last month. The mayor posted it from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Adler says that he didn't violate any of his own or Texas Governor Greg Abbott's orders by traveling. However, in a Wednesday statement, Adler admits he set a bad example while urging people to curb their travel. He's the latest in a line of officials across the country caught violating coronavirus restrictions that they have either advocated for or put in place themselves. This is USA Radio News. Exxon dramatically marks down the value of its natural gas properties and says it will sharply scale back spending. Valdeor reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
As it braces for a more muted oil price recovery, Exxon plans to take a non-cash charge of $17 billion to $20 billion, believed to be the largest such write-down in Exxon history, as they're long opposed to taking write-downs. Exxon erred when it acquired natural gas giant XTO for $41 billion in 2009. Roughly half of that deal's value has now been erased. Exxon is slashing the value of its natural gas portfolio, and instead of dumping more money into natural gas, promises investors it'll prioritize near-term capital spending on advantaged assets with the highest potential future value, specifically focusing on its vast oil resources in Guyana, accelerating production in the Permian Basin of West Texas, and some exploration in Brazil. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The natural gas market is depressed, with gas trading at about $3 per million British thermal units, less than half the price at the time Exxon swooped in to buy XTO. Natural gas peaked in late 2005 at more than $15 per million BTU. And the Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 11-0 on the season Wednesday afternoon, defeating the Baltimore Ravens 19-14 in a game that was moved three times because of a COVID outbreak among Baltimore's players. It was just the second NFL game played on a Wednesday since the league started in 1948. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
This episode is sponsored by Schwann's.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out schwanns.com/yum for details.
CVS is helping you stay prepared this cold and flu season. This week, select Zarbee's products are buy one, get one 50% off. Visit CVS or CVS.com today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Good evening, America, and welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails, and you're listening to us live on KLRM Radio. We are America's podcast network, and it is Wednesday, otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter Day around here. It's December 2nd, just about a quarter past the hour of 11:15, because, you know, we do 11:15-ish around here. It's a good thing it's not on station standard anymore, because I couldn't keep up with that if I wanted to. So I may or may not be sipping on a little bit of Chivas Regal 12-year while you and I have a discussion about the country and the state of the world today. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday. I hope you've done everything you can to make it as good as you possibly can. And I, again, want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in. Honestly, with as crazy as 2020 has been, this has been a banner year for KLRM Radio. We've added a lot of new content. We're restructuring a few things over the next few weeks to try to make room for more new content as we continue to try to bring in more hosts and more producers. So if you missed it last hour, new announcement for programming, juxtaposition effective after the following show. This will be the last juxtaposition on Fridays. Don't panic. Probably about 2 weeks after that show, depending on where we are in the holiday season, it's going to move to every other Wednesday. And we'll be there for probably at least most of 2021, depending on how the numbers work. It may actually stay there. Wednesday is actually one of our stronger nights. This will free up some stuff on Fridays, so we're hoping to continue to bring in, because we've turned Fridays into a pretty strong night, so we're not trying to kill it. I've got to start making some decisions to free up some time. Because, you know, now that I do the 10 hours a week at the morning show, by the time I do 10 hours a week doing that, I produce the Michael Loftus podcast, I produce the 4 Media Release podcast, I produce the Conservative Curmudgeon Radio Show podcast, I produce the Culture Shift podcast, I produce I can't think of the name of the other one right now, Disasters in the Making podcast. And pretty much if I'm in front of a mic, I'm also usually the one producing. So we're literally talking about research time, recording broadcasting time, 25, 30 hours a week. So it's back to being another part-time job. And it's eating in way too much of my time, especially now that we're getting into the holiday season. It's not that I don't love you guys, and I would spend 5-6 nights a week with you if I could get away with it and not wind up having to sleep on the couch. Because I love you guys that much, but I also don't like sleeping on the couch. I've been doing a lot of that lately, so I'm gonna try to see if I can rescue that, because it's, yeah, anyway, not getting into that story either. But while we're into stories, before we get into the program itself, I want to talk to you about a product I've been using for a while. You may have heard of it before, you may have heard me talk about it before. It's from a group called Be Epic. It is their Elevate and Accelerate program. So Elevate is a single pill, Accelerate is a two-pill pack. And I've started explaining it that way because when people go to order, they're like, I don't know what I'm looking for. So Accelerate is the single green pill pack. That one is used as an energy boost. Most people typically take it first thing in the morning when they get up, or usually at some point before about 10 or 11 in the morning. I myself usually take it before I start drinking coffee, because if I don't, then I typically drink about a pot of coffee because, you know, workaholic. Then I take the pill, and then I have jitters for like 3-4 hours because I've over-caffeinated, because there actually is a bit of caffeine in that particular pill. And then, of course, you have the Accelerate program, the Accelerate pills, which are the other two-thirds of the program. The first one is the purple pill. That is actually a detoxifier. I do have to tell you, you're going to be going to the bathroom a lot for the first probably 2 to 3 weeks that you take that pill, if you decide to take the pills. But I can tell you firsthand, if you have done a lot of what I've done over the years, you know, spending a good portion of my life with a badge and a gun on, you know, run into a restaurant, choke something down real quick, pray to God the radio doesn't go off, that's not good on your gut. So if you're anything like me, you're probably going to lose a lot of weight in the first month or so, and everybody's going to freak out because they're like, oh my God, you're losing it too fast. And what they don't realize is it's all the things that were never supposed to stay in your gut for as long as they were that are leaving. Because I don't know about you guys, because I've always ate in a hurry. School, they teach you how to eat in a hurry. I mean, especially if you're a little kid, quicker you eat, the quicker you can go get in line for recess. Okay, done in 2 seconds. And then, you know, job, career choices, this, that, and the other, have trained me to have to eat in a hurry. And it's not good on your system. So that's one of the first things I noticed. I dropped, I think I was down almost 20 pounds by the end of the third week. And I was like, I've been struggling to get back below 300 for months. And I've done it in 3 weeks just from taking three pills. Speaking of three pills, the third pill is the white pill. This one helps you deal with stress. In 2020, who the fuck doesn't need help dealing with stress? For me, that pill alone was worth what I paid for the kit the first time. Because it also helps you sleep. I'm an insomniac, so I have some questions if you're listening to my voice right now. Who doesn't need a little help taking off some COVID weight or maybe some of the holiday weight? Or, you know, you got Christmas coming up. You know, you're about to pack on some more holiday weight. So that's one reason you might want to take a look at this program. Who doesn't need help getting more energy? Show of hands, because I'm right there with you. Who doesn't need help getting more rest? Again, show of hands, because I'm right there with you. Because until I started using the system, I had been an insomniac for my entire adult life. Even back in childhood, there were 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 days at a time, I was getting 2 or 3 hours of sleep. Because I could not get my mind to shut down. It was so bad that at one point my parents had me go to a psychiatrist because they thought something was wrong with me. Because I would tell them when I tried to lay down, I could literally feel the thoughts in my head speeding up. Unfortunately, I'm so old that at the time, see, we know what that is now. But at the time, they were like wanting to put me on lithium and all kinds of other crap. And my parents were like, nah, he's good. Turns out I probably, you know, this is early 70s, well, probably 77, 78. So I was probably, I think I was 5. The first time I was able to kind of articulate to my parents why I wasn't able to sleep well. And the only thing I could tell them is I think that's another reason that freaked them out, because my grandfather was actually bipolar. I didn't realize this when I was a kid, but most of the time when we went to visit him in what I was told was an old folks home, that wasn't an old folks home. But I didn't know that. So I'm 5 years old, going into my parents' room to talk to them. You know, do the usual, hi, good morning, mom, good morning, dad, give me a hug, love you. And then they're like talking to me, they're like, why did we hear you up playing in your bed at like 2, 3 in the morning last night? And I'm 5 years old. And I'm like, cause the voices in my head started going faster. And they're like, oh, and remember, bipolar grandfather. I still to this day remember the look on my mom's face. She's like, oh my God, our son is going crazy. And what I can articulate better now is it was my internal monologue. You know, that thing that you hear when you're thinking to yourself. That I could feel, it was like it went from being like the, you know, big record on 33 to big record on 45. Or whichever one makes it talk like really, really fast. Because I don't remember, it's been too long since I played with a record player. But then that was what I was trying to articulate to them. But I absolutely terrified them. And it turns out that even though they didn't really know what it was at the time, I probably had ADHD, which is another reason why I struggled a lot when I was a kid. Ooh, look, squirrel. Still struggling now. Can you tell? But yeah, so the other thing is, look, guys, and again, yes, this is a product that I use. This is a product that I endorse. The website that you're going to will be mine. I'm not telling you about this. If you go, you can go find it on my Twitter feed. It's I think it's still the pinned tweet. I don't think I've moved it yet. But you can also go to beepic.com/ FridayRick73. And that's my site. There was a friend of mine that I was originally going to sponsor. And just he was going to set it up to where basically his name his site had my stuff on it, because I was going to be able to give it out as a sponsor. I like the product so much, I'm actually a distributor. And it's honestly how I've been paying some of the station bills for the last few months. I've been moving money from the BEPIC business over here to this stuff, which is another reason why I can afford to cut back a little bit. Because we're actually making a little bit of money now. And it's freeing me up to try to find some more time to see if I can help not make the wife want me to sleep on the couch or other things if it comes to that. But that's, again, another discussion for another day. So anyway, if you want to check this stuff out, feel free. Again, let me double check that real quick. I don't think I have moved it. But I don't want to tell you it's my pinned tweet. And then everybody goes, look, there's a guy out there. Oh yeah, still there. I guess I need to do another one of those, because that's from like forever ago. But yeah, it's beepic.com, and it is /Radio Week 73. Sorry, I said backslash. And if you want to go check out, they have other products than the ones that I'm using. I guess actually I should plug the new one that I'm just trying as well. They have another product called Regenerate. This is for people that have, it's an anti-inflammatory. I've been taking anti-inflammatories for a long time. It's usually like an ibuprofen derivative. This is a more natural anti-inflammatory. It also helps, it supposedly helps with aging. I've been taking it now for about 3 days. It's a 30-day supply. So what I'm going to do, even though I've started taking it already, I'm going to take a picture of my face, because I still don't like to do body shots now, and then I'm going to take a picture of my face in about 30 days and see if I can see a difference. I'm telling you right now, I think I'm already noticing a difference in my skin just from taking it for 3 days. But again, that also could be just side effects of my body being less toxic. As I take another sip of scotch. Never said I was smart. Leave me alone. But yeah, so anyway, feel free to check that stuff out if you want. I'm not twisting anybody's arm. If you actually, honestly, if you want to check it out and you're not sure if it's for you, just shoot me an email at radiofreerick@gmail.com and I will get you hooked up with a 3-day sample. And then you can decide whether you want to try it or not. For real. Because it does work. Guys, just as a reminder, some of you have heard this story before, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. But at the height of the COVID situation, I had gotten up to 315 pounds. It's the heaviest I have been in my entire life because the only exercise that I really used to get was walking around the job site and basically walking to and from my car. That all stopped when we all started working from home. And the more sedentary I got, the more painful everything got, and the more depressed I got. To the point now where I'm looking back at probably about the last 10 years of my life. And even though, you know, from you guys listening to me here, you wouldn't have known it, but that was one of the reasons why I dove into this so hard. This was the only place that I still felt like me. The me that I feel like today and so many other aspects of my life. And it's because of these supplements. I don't know exactly why they do what they do, but I'm telling you, I've had chronic pain my entire adult life that is now manageable. To the point where it doesn't hurt me to get up and move around. To the point where I just bought an exercise bike for the first time in 20 some odd years. Because I want to be able to find ways to keep getting the weight off and keep feeling better. And I'm actually starting to work on myself. I had given up at one point, guys, of ever having anywhere near a normal life ever again. And thanks to these supplements, I'm a lot closer than I used to be. And again, I'm not telling you that because I hope you're going to buy them. I legitimately hope you at least try them. And I pray that they do the same thing for you that they've done for me. Now, just as a reminder, because I have to say this, these products have not been evaluated by the FDA because they're considered supplements. So please consult a physician before you take them if you do decide to order them. Alright, so now that I've done like a 10-minute infomercial, let's take a break, because we don't have a buffoon this week. But I do have an announcement about Buffoon of the Year that I promised you guys I would share with you. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. So let's get that out of the way, shall we? We'll be right back.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty Health Share is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
You loving on the murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get it sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know.
outside is very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues, not to mention.
And welcome back into the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rick Robinson. This is the America Off the Rails show. We're live right here on KLRN Radio. We are America's podcast network. We're into the second half of the show for the evening, and then we're going to wrap things up for the night because it's been a long few days for me, and it's probably not going to get any shorter anytime soon, but that's a story for another day. All right, so let's talk about what's going on with Buffoon of the Week. So as you guys know, Buffoon of the Year is coming up soon. Gene has actually reached out to me, and he's actually asked me to help him record one of the segments. So yours truly is actually going to be making an appearance on the Buffoon of the Year. Hopefully I get a cool-looking Abby like Gene's, because otherwise nobody wants to see this face. Just saying. All right, but yeah, so he reached out to me, I think it was either yesterday or day before. I think it was yesterday. So we're going to record our section of that tomorrow, as soon as I finish production with Brad and Ordy. And, unfortunately, I guess because of Thanksgiving, he did not do a Buffoon this week. Probably because he's actually getting the segments put together for the one for the end of the year. Because he's not just doing one with me. He's got several lined up. Should be pretty cool. Kind of excited that he's asked me. We've worked together in the past before on projects, but never anything kind of in the same vein, so to speak, but never on the same projects. So it's going to be kind of cool to collaborate a little bit. I think it'll be fun. So I hope you guys will check that out. Other than that, I mean, the news is pretty much the same thing it's been. Honestly, at this point, was tempted just to be a DJ for the other half of the show. It's been a while since I've done that. It's like, you know what? I can just cue up some music, come back every so often, and say, hey, this is Rick Robinson. You're listening to KLR Radio. We've decided we're going to play music tonight. Fuck off. Anyway, dude. So here's the thing. If anybody ever tells you being a DJ is hard, I don't mean club DJs, because that does take some skill. But if anybody's, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to come back and you got to talk. Dude, I talk all the time. It's a lot harder to do this than it is to spin wax, bro. Oh, sorry, that's the old term for it. Sorry, I'm showing my age again. My bad. Just saying. But unfortunately, I mean, there's really not much new going on in the news. I mean, of course, and Ordy touched on this a little bit last show, and it's probably going to be one of the biggest topics for a while. Project Veritas has revealed that CNN is, in fact, fake news after all. So I really, really, really owe President Donald Trump an apology, because he's been calling him fake news since 2015. And I used to yell at him for saying that, and now it turns out it's true. So hang on. I wonder if this one has any audio with it, because sometimes the Blaze does that. So hang on a second. Let's find out. I don't think so. All right, tried to do you a service and not have you hear my voice read the whole thing, but it looks like you're stuck with me. Leaked audio tapes of CNN's 9 a.m. editorial calls published by Project Veritas reveal CNN President Jeff Zucker. What is it with people with the last name Zucker being in charge of shit? And other top executives similar to Zucker. Sorry, Zuckerberg. Come on, y'all know where I was going. So Jeff Zucker and other top executives and reporters for the network say in private, what their coverage suggests, CNN's editorial viewpoints is anti-Trump and directed from the top, down by Zucker. The audio tapes were obtained and released by self-styled guerrilla journalist James O'Keefe, who on Tuesday morning announced that Project Veritas had been secretly recording CNN's morning call with Zucker for 2 months, and would soon begin releasing the tapes. O'Keefe made his announcement while live streaming . See, this is why I like having a co-host, because if I have to yawn, they can talk. Sorry about that, guys. Wanted to make sure you didn't have to hear it, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm a sympathetic yawner. The audio tapes were obtained and released by self-styled guerrilla journalist James O'Keefe, who on Tuesday morning announced that Project Veritas had been secretly recording CNN's morning call with Zucker for 2 months, and would soon begin releasing the tapes. O'Keefe made his announcement while live-streaming CNN's Tuesday call, at one point interrupting the call to inform Zucker of what he'd done and ask for comment. This is yet another investigation Project Veritas has conducted into CNN, and once again, they've demonstrated their partisan political agenda and total disconnect with journalistic ethics, O'Keefe said. In response, CNN's communications said that the company has referred O'Keefe's video to law enforcement, tweeting that legal experts say he may have committed a felony. And I take that back. It looks like there may actually be audio. It just took forever for the stuff to load. So hang on. Let's see what this does. Maybe.
Washington.
You're unmuted.
Hey, Jeff Zucker. Hey.
Yes.
This is James O'Keefe. We've been listening to your CNN calls for basically 2 months, recording everything. Just wanted to ask you some questions if you have a minute. Do you still feel you're the most trusted name in news? Because I have to say, from what I've been hearing on these phone calls, I don't know about that. I mean, we got a lot of recordings that indicate you're not really that independent of a journalist.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. So everybody, in light of that, I think what we'll do is we'll set up a new system, and we'll be back with you. We'll do the rest of the call a little bit later.
We're going to release those recordings today at 7 o'clock. So stay tuned. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
So you just heard me talk to the president of CNN, Jeff Zucker, and inform him that that we are going to release a number of recordings today. I unmuted myself into the conference line, and they're still on there. They're listening to me right now. This is being live streamed for those of you still on the call. And we've recorded for a while, and we have clips of various producers talking, the president talking, describing their motives, describing their political philosophy, describing how they don't cover certain things and certain political parties tell them to cover things a certain way. Lots of little clips that takes us into the minds and hearts of our people, powers that be, that inform us because government is downstream from media. So we're going to be releasing these tapes. Thanks to one of our sources, one of our brave insiders, has given us this information. And as you can see, they're still milling about on the call. They're listening to me right now. They have to, quote, change their system and get a different dial-in, I guess, now because we've compromised the dial-in. Project
Well,
Veritas.
I guess we need to change the channel, huh? Change the number, huh?
Is that Zucker there?
Star 6 again.
You're unmuted.
Hey, Jeff, you still there?
Yeah.
They're still on there. Yeah, so we don't want to change the channel, really. We want to stay on the channel. We think it's important for the American people to know how you make the sausage, right? How you, to quote Noam Chomsky, manufacture consent. You know, consent should not be manufactured. It should be informed. People should be an informed populace to make informed decisions. So there you have it, folks. Live streaming, the CNN 9 a.m. conference call. It was abruptly ended when James O'Keefe...
Thanks for using the AT&T teleconferencing service.
AT&T. Isn't that the company that Zucker is being fired from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they abruptly ended the conference call when I dialed in, and unfortunately for them, we've been recording for a while. So what else can I say? There's not much else to say.
I think
my message to you, for those watching the live stream, is... get ready, because tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, we're going to start releasing these little tapes, little clips, little audio bits of Zucker, the president. Who else? David Chalian, vice president.
Stephanie Becker.
What's the name?
Marcus Mabry.
Who's the other man that made the comments about, that we recorded about white supremacy?
That was Maz Mabry.
Marcus Mabry made some comments, and... you know, we'll be airing those for all to hear and see. And it's important that we hold accountable the mainstream media. The media has to be held to account. They are hurting the American people with their lies, their innuendo, their slander, their defamation, their hyperbole. I think Mr. Zucker is shaking in his boots right now. I think he's very afraid of what might be coming. So I don't really know what else to say, guys. I mean, content is king. And we were trying to live stream the beginning of the call, but we didn't know when Zucker was going to come in and interject and ask the question. So we just sort of got there he sort of got in just a nick of time. What else?
More insiders.
Yeah, more insiders.
More insiders. Thank you to the brave insider who supplied us the information to call. VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com. Stay tuned. What's the hashtag?
CNN Tapes.
Stay tuned. Hashtag CNN Tapes. Released today. Multiple installments every day, each day. This
Release
week,
the Kraken. Oh, wait. That's that other thing.
This is going to be a great thing. It's going to be a great thing for our republic and for our democracy to have the media being held accountable. You need to hold the media to account. Stay tuned. Hashtag CNN Tapes tonight, 7 o'clock.
All right, so there you have it. You know, the president of CNN realizing that they'd been hacked. So, fun times. As already said in the chat, this will probably be brutal for CNN. I agree. I don't have the chat open right now, but whoever said it should be, but it probably won't be, you're probably right, because it's CNN. Although, I hear it's for sale. I think if, I'm gonna parrot what Stacey and I said on the morning show this morning. If Joe Biden is sworn into office on his way out the door, Donald Trump needs to walk right out the front door of the White House. And I don't mean walk. I'm talking George Jefferson-style strut. Throw the media the double-barreled middle fingers on the as he's walking down the sidewalk, and then give him one more grab and thrust just for good measure. And y'all know what I'm talking about as he gets into his own helicopter and flies away. Because, dude, look, the simple fact of the matter is, if it wasn't for the fact that the media was out to get him from day one, and the fact that they spun this entire virus, which they're now admitting was China's fault, by the way. That's the other thing I wanted to make sure that I talked about today. Do you realize that they're now putting out news that should have been put out 10 and 11 months ago about how China was lying about the coronavirus the entire time? Donald Trump says, we know China's lying. CNN, Donald Trump's a liar. China's been forthcoming about everything. CNN, 10 months later, China was lying. Like, are you kidding me right now? And I've said this on every show that I've done since November the 3rd. This is the first time in the history of our elections that I'm aware of where every single swing state took their ball and went home at 11 p.m. Eastern. Every single one. All of them said, we're not counting anymore. None of the numbers match up. The metrics do not match up. You heard already mentioned it last hour. He's more of a math and numbers guy than I am. I mean, I'm an okay one. I can sort things out. But he's more of a math and numbers guy than I am. And he's looking at everything going, these numbers don't make any sense. This flies in the face of everything that we know about elections. And if this election is allowed to stand, and that is a big if, because at this point it looks like the Trump administration is taking the Pennsylvania rulings to the Supreme Court. Pennsylvania is not going to be enough on its own. But it's a start. I mean, look, guys, I have no illusions at this point that this election is going to be overturned. But what I do know is we need to find out exactly how this election was rigged and make sure it cannot ever happen again. Because if we do not figure out how the Democrats did what they did to get this sleepy tapioca-eating motherfucker who looks like Jeff Dunham's Walter into the White House, then we're screwed for the rest of our lives because it's going to be all Democrats all the time. And I love the fact that they're like, well, do you really think if we cheated that we would have let Mitch McConnell win? Like, you can't win too much at once or people are going to figure it out. But if they get away with it this time, they're going to get more blatant and more brazen. If they get away with it that time, they're going to get more blatant and more brazen. And they're just going to keep stealing elections because they can. And again, I don't care if you think I'm a conspiracy theorist, if you think I'm an asshole, whatever you want to call me. It does not matter to me. I am telling you that election made zero sense. Because they put out a poll just a few days before of how many people in America think they're better off now under Trump than they were under Barack Obama. 65% of the American people said they thought they were doing better. There is no way in hell Donald Trump should have lost that election. None. This flies in the face of everything that we know about election numbers and how they're supposed to work. So either there has been a great paradigm shift, or there was an awful lot of cheating. Because that was a pretty big paradigm shift in less than 4 years. Just saying. So let's figure out what else we might be able to talk about tonight. What do you say? Got a few minutes left here. About 10 to be exact. I know we got a little bit later start than usual, but I do have to be up at 5, so we're going to shut this one down at top of the hour, because I got to be up around 5 to start getting ready for the morning show. Now remember, this is the dude that married Meghan Markle. I'm starting to think she might be messing with his head. Prince Harry suggests COVID-19 is payback from Mother Nature. The jet-setting climate change activist says humans need to really take a moment to think about what we've done. U.S.-based British royal Prince Harry suggested in a recent interview that the coronavirus could be retribution from Mother Nature, as he urged his fellow man to really take a moment and think about what we've done to the Earth. During a virtual sit-down with environmentally focused streaming platform WaterBear, the Duke of Sussex explained, "Somebody said to me at the beginning of the pandemic, it's almost as though Mother Nature has sent us to our rooms for bad behavior to really take a moment and think about what we've done. It certainly reminded me of how interconnected we all are, not just as people, but through nature. We take so much from her and we rarely give it back." Reuters noted that the prince, who has been criticized in the past for his use of private jets, urged people to imagine being a raindrop in order to help prepare the earth. So let's do that for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to imagine that we're a raindrop, because it helps us repair the earth. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Oh my God. The 36-year-old put it this way. Every single raindrop that falls from the sky relieves the parched ground. What if every one of us was a raindrop? If every single one of us cared? We do, because we have to, because at the end of the day, nature is our life source. The New York Post reported that the Duke recently bought a $14 million Los Angeles mansion, where he lives with his wife, Meghan Markle. I thought they were going to Canada. The fuck are they? Get them back to fucking Canada. Jesus. Nobody cares. Get out. Where he lives with his wife, Meghan Markle, and their toddler son, Archie. Harry also spoke to WaterBear about his initial concerns about having children due to the threat of climate change, saying, "The moment you become a father..." Actually, you know what? How long is this? Does it tell me?
But the moment you become a father, everything really does change, because then you start to realize, well, what is the point in bringing a new person into this world when they get to your age and it's on fire? And we can't steal their future. We really can't. That's not the role. That's not the job we're here for. But I've always believed that hopefully we can leave the world in a better place than when we found it. So I think we really need to take a moment and think, well, how do we get what we need and have our sort of our desire fulfilled without taking from, you know, our children and generations to come? Every single raindrop that falls from the sky relieves the parched ground. What if every single one of us was a raindrop? And if every single one of us cared, which we do, because we have to care, because at the end of the day, nature is our life source.
You heard it, folks. Pretend you're raindrops, because you will cure climate change if you just take a few minutes every day to pretend you're a raindrop. You heard it from the Duke of Sussex himself. So just do it. Just kidding. Don't ever do that. Or if you do, just don't ever come back to the chat room. To hell. Now, this doesn't make any sense. As somebody who used to work for an airline, I got to read this. And I hadn't seen this yet, so we're reading it together. Emotional support animals may no longer fly in airplane cabins per new Department of Transportation rules. Only trained service dogs are allowed to accompany their owners. The U.S. Department of Transportation has issued a ban on emotional support animals of any kind accompanying their owners inside the cabin of a U.S. flight, and the only service animals allowed on board alongside their owners must be trained dogs. All I can say is to if anybody that used to work for Southwest, or, well, hang on, let me say that again. I used to work for Southwest. If anybody listens to the show that still works at the Southwest Rest Centers, I am so sorry. Just saying. In a new set of rules announced Wednesday for the Air Carrier Access Act, the DOT now defines a service animal as a dog that is individually trained to do work or perform tasks for the benefit of a person with a disability, and no longer considers an emotional support animal to be a service animal. Psychiatric service dogs are still allowed to fly. The agency noted that it has received more than 15,000 comments on the notice of proposed rulemaking, which purportedly addresses concerns raised by individuals with disabilities. Airlines, flight attendants, airports, other aviation transportation stakeholders, and other members of the public regarding service animals on aircraft. Politico pointed out that the changes were issued following a litany of complaints from airlines and flight attendants alike about people bringing unusual animals. Nobody get on to me for my emotional support turtle, you bastards, including pigs, gerbils, turtles, and birds, among others on board that they claimed were for emotional support. Why are you dissing my emotional support turtle, you bastards? Beyond customer service and employee concerns, there is another benefit to airlines under the new rules. Money. According to the Daily Mail, the restriction will force passengers with emotional support animals to check them into the cargo hold. The problem is, most airlines don't have pressurized cargo holds anymore. So, that won't work. At least I know Southwest. I know for sure Southwest. Well, they didn't. I haven't worked there in almost 8 years. They didn't have pressurized cargo holds when I worked there. So, that won't work for them, unless they've changed it. Will force passengers with emotional support animals to check them into the cargo hold and pay a fee that generally runs more than $100 each way, or leave them at home. DOT estimates that airlines could see nearly $60 million annually in addition to pet fees thanks to the changes. The DOT just said the quiet part out loud. This isn't about making your lives better, it's about making the airlines more money. They said the quiet part out loud again. Individual airlines have issued their own restrictions on emotional support animals in recent years following high-profile instances of animals causing problems, such as defecating on flights or attacking other passengers. NBC News reported that Delta changed its rules in 2018 after denying a peacock. This is my emotional support peacock, Rainbow. He's got to come on the flight with me or I can't sit still. Oh, so before I keep reading this article, I have to tell you this part. Honestly, if you have Netflix, go check out the Larry the Cable Guy stuff that just aired. I think it's just called Get Her Done. It says it's from 2020, but I didn't see very many masks. So if it was 2020, it must have been before all this happened. But that being said, and this made me think of this, he was talking about how when he flies, he has to have an emotional support stripper. Somebody see if JD enters the chat the next time I say the word stripper. Especially if I throw the word midget somewhere in there. Pretty sure JD is going to appear. But anyway, and the gist of the joke is that, you know, when the plane starts a-rocking, if I can't motorboat some titties, I ain't flying. I was like, dude, that is the best. I don't know. It made me laugh. I'm in a really dark place right now, though, so anything that makes me laugh is just awesome. But I'm not, I'm in a dark place, not to do with radio stuff. There's a bunch of family stuff going on. In-laws are recovering from COVID. Father-in-law's about to have his heart shocked. Former neighbor, her mom, is about to have to go into surgery. One of my wife's coworkers, they just found a tumor. She's been in emergency surgery. 2020 just needs to stop. It's too much. It's all too much. But anyway, so individual airlines have issued their own restrictions on emotional support animals in recent years following high-profile instances of animals both causing problems such as defecating on flights or attacking other passengers. NBC News reported that Delta changed its rules in 2018 after denying a peacock. I wonder if that's why NBC reported that story. They didn't let her mascot on the flight. after denying a peacock from boarding one of its planes. That same year, American Airlines issued a list of animals specifically banned from traveling in cabins, which included a ban on amphibians. Damn it. I need my emotional support turtle. Ferrets, goats, hedgehogs. Oh, come on, man. Hedgehogs are cute. Spiders? What? Who the fuck needs an emotional support spider? If you're using a spider for emotional support, you ain't got none. Oh my god. Sugar gliders, waterfowl, and animals with tusks, horns, or hooves. I was actually one of the mid-level supervisors at the Oklahoma City Rest Center for Southwest Airlines. One of my favorite soup calls that I had to take when I was working the supervisor of the day desk was somebody complaining because they couldn't bring their emotional support pony onto the plane. Kid you not. They had a Shetland pony that they used for emotional support, and by FAA guidelines, even back then, you couldn't really have anything with hooves on the plane. So there's that. And just because we can, why not? There is a little bit of audio, so let's hear the story. Hang on.
The Transportation Department is tightening the rules on emotional support animals on airplanes. The government now says only dogs can be service animals. In airplanes, airlines are not required to recognize emotional service animals of other types. Passengers have been allowed to bring all types of animals on planes if they had a doctor's note. There was concern that people were taking advantage of the system because service animals fly for free.
Kaylee McEnany, she's the White House press secretary. It looks like she's on the North Lawn. Kaylee, good morning to you.
Great to join you.
Good to have you.
Sorry about that. I didn't see. Sometimes it takes forever to go to the next thing, and then it's like forever. Or really, really fast, which is not cool. But anyway. All right, well, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty much going to do it for this particular episode. We are back around to the top of the hour. I know what I usually play on the way out, but in honor of the fact that Supernatural has aired its last episode just a couple of weeks ago, we're going to end with their season finale, season return song. So we will see you guys in the morning, right here for Daily Dose. Come on, let's play all the way through.
Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher.